dismissing. Nope, we're going to let him stand here and watch the video. No, okay. So, all right. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. And I want to direct your attention. We will take some time at the end. We do have several things to pray for, people to pray for and pray about. And so we want to do that. I want to do that as well. Make sure I got all my stuff here. And so I'm worried I'm going to over-talk. I'm worried I'm going to talk too fast and be a blur. Because I'm just thrilled about that. And so I tell you what we'll do. Just you've been up and down for a minute or two. Why don't we review a little bit the past year. And so this is just a few of the pictures. And some of you, my noggin's in there more than I would want, but it's because that's how we took some of those pictures. So I'm not normally trying to be on the screen as much, but just you may see yourself, may see a few other folks, and there's a few bits of video intertwined there. But I thought maybe we'd do that. As soon as we do that, then we'll be right in the scripture. Okay? How many of you like to see a little bit memory of the year gone by? How many of you like to see a little bit of that? All right. Let's go ahead and play that. many of you like that? Amen. Yeah, you can give it a hand. Yeah. Appreciate so much Mr. Presley getting some of that video together, Andrea putting it together, and we're just thankful. It's just a little taste, just a few minutes, but some of you, you remembered, and then you didn't remember, and then some of you are going, hey, you get a picture of me. Well, some of you run away every time we pull out a camera, so it's just no way to get a picture of you. So, and we appreciate that. And from a humble start in January, and remodeling the cafeteria, remodeling the kitchen cabinets in the cafeteria, remodeling the lobby, and hopefully going to do something in the hall this year. And everything's on tap to do the entryway, and then probably do something with change the whole look of the front, and just so many things. And so very thankful, very thankful for that. We're in Ephesians 6. Going to read just three verses, and I've got a few thoughts, and then I'm going to take you to the blue book. It'll all tie in, I think, your little handout. And we'll go from there. One more time, if you would, stand as we read together. Again, we're going to be talking about these kind of things for a while. We want to rehearse them and encourage you. And then, again, some of the things we're going to talk about, we're going to just continue to do, Lord willing, throughout the year. Ephesians 6, 18, 19, and 20. Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication, the Spirit watching thereunto, with all perseverance, supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given, that I may open my mouth boldly, make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. That's an old word there. He said, I'm basically in prison, in chains, in bonds there, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And just simply this morning, forward. Would you pray with me, Father, front to back, left to right? Those, Lord, who can't be here, sickness and traveling, and who've expressed the regret they couldn't be here, Lord, we are thankful for them, and we look forward to when they can see this and participate. This is not a sermon, Lord. I pray this is a movement, and this is not just a service. I pray this will be the kickstart, again, to help us as we trust you, Lord, as we walk ahead. And Father, for the things you've been working and challenging me about, I pray and I'm excited because I believe you've been doing the same in our church. And so help us this morning. Help us to go forward in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, and with the mission of the gospel. And I pray you get glory and honor. And I ask all this in your son's wonderful name. And amen. You can be seated. Be seated. Some point, again, just going to be a different service. Is that okay with everybody? At some point in the summer and going into the fall, I really began to wrestle with a few things. One, I wrestled was I ever going to get much any better? And am I where I am? I wasn't able to go to therapy or anything, and physical therapy. Every time I say therapy, everybody thinks I'm going laying on a couch. That would be preferable to what I've been doing. And they kind of released me in November and said, you can go after one of my scans. And so I said, okay, well, let's just find out where the ceiling is. And then and really, because I wanted to get better physically, but that fall, Have I been brought here? Has our family been brought here to get the church ready for the next pastor? And I really thought that way. And again, if you share these kind of things, people look at you sideways. Oh no, he's leaving. And it wasn't that, and it wasn't feel bad for me, anything like that. I think ministry always is to be held on loosely. And Lord, am I physically the right person to do this? Am I that guy? And so really thinking through that. And it's hard to talk about that because people think you're just talking down or, you know, feel better or any of those kind of things. And anyway, so I really kind of kept it myself, shared it with a person or two. And I shared it with one guy who was a dear counselor friend. And, man, he rebuked me for about 20 minutes. And I said, okay, thanks. And that wasn't very helpful. Anybody like that? You ask a good question and get rebuked? oh, boy, that's fun. And he finally came back to me and said, I finally figured out what you were saying. And, yeah, that's a good question. I went, thanks. I've only been unable to get out of bed for 2 days. Thank you for rebuking me. I didn't say that to him. But I came and I said, Lord, okay. Well, Lord, if you have me here, if you have us here, if you have us here, then what's next? What's next? I've shared with a few of you. I was where I was really afraid to dream because I didn't want to stretch us. I didn't want to start going some things knowing that I wasn't going to be able to finish it. And I figured out, well, you know, I've never really known the future that well. And I don't know why I think I ought to know the future now. So, Lord, you have us here forever how long. So what's next? And so instead of being afraid to dream, I really have become afraid not to dream. I've become afraid, Lord, you're bigger than my problems. You're bigger than our situation. You're bigger than COVID. You're bigger than chaos. And you're certainly bigger than all the politicians who keep everything fomented. You're bigger than the fear, and you're bigger than the apathy in the air. Lord, you're bigger than all this, so why in the world? Let's just go forward. And that word began just to really percolate in my head. And so I want to do that. Now, again, if me being very candid with you bothers you, I really do apologize to you. But I want you to know that I don't believe I ought to make choices out of proximity to my doctors. I shouldn't make choices based upon how comfortable things are or are not for me. As a leader, I need to make choices what's best for us in this group, or at least make choices that allow the body to make good choices. Not you're with me. So I don't mean to alarm you or disturb you, but I just want you to know that's percolated around my head, and I really have trying to wrestle with it. And I think I'm following the mind of God, but regardless of that, I know that the mind of God for us is to go forward. It's to go forward. And that's what we want to do. By the way, how many of you just love the sound of that? Forward. Forward. Love the sound of that. Forward. And so we want to do that. And we want to go forward primarily, or at least initially and characteristically, we want to go forward in prayer. We want to go forward in prayer. I can diagram. We can make cool graphics. We've got stickers and T-shirts. And we have a pretty good social media game. The website's updated regularly. And the podcast is listened to. And people comment on things on the social media. And it's given us a pretty good platform. But all of that is not as important as the power of God through prayer. It's not as important, by the way, as the people of God uniting to pray and saying, God, this is a spiritual work and it must be done with spiritual power. And so whatever is in the little book, whatever we talk about in the next few months, whatever we make adjustments at in June or July, it's going to be dependent on us praying. It's going to be necessitated by us praying. By the way, if you believe that, would you say amen? Amen. Now let me help you. Now, it'd be a lot easier to do all the other than to pray. Because prayer is work and prayer is war. Say, what do you mean? It's work. To really pray is work. Now I lay me down to sleep. The Lord, I pray my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, that doesn't take any effort. You know, you ever seen people in a restaurant and they pray like they're sneezing? To the Lord, bless you, because they don't want anybody to see them. And, you know, prayer is work. Prayer is work, and prayer is warfare. Man, to really pray. Phone ring, everything, the lights will flash, somebody will come to the door, people will annoy you, people bother you, all those kind of things. Man, it's warfare. And to really pray and exercise yourself to God. And that's where we find ourselves in Ephesians 6. Let me help you. If we go forward, I can guarantee you a few things are about to happen. One, we're about to have calamity. The HVAC units are going to fail. We'll have a water leak. One of my eyebrows will be less fluffy and full as one of the others. It'll be calamity. It'll be absolute calamity. There'll be something. We'll have an outbreak. We'll have another outbreak. A Delta and Omicron will get together, and we'll have Domicron. And, I mean, it's just, you can just mark it absolutely down. Truth of the matter, I went back and looked, and I left them on the desk, but when we first set out some large goals six years ago, we tried to get everybody on board, and we passed out cards for everybody to sign up. I know Joe should remember, Mike, I think you may. We passed out some cards. We passed out cards like 75 people, and I got six cards back. saying they were on board. I went, oh, well, this is going to go good. And so you go, man, yeah, right. I'm telling you, it'll pull at us. It'll if you're gonna go for, we'll be misunderstood maybe, but I want you to know, I believe what we need to do is go forward. Whatever that looks like, go forward, and go forward according to the scripture here. Paul is listing for them the armor of God. Again, I'm just really going to overview this. And what I believe, and I'm kind of in the minority of some of the commentators here, what I believe is that there are two offensive weapons. One is the sword of the Spirit, and I think the other is the weapon of all prayer. Bunyan thought this in his book, The Spiritual War. He wrote about it in the Immortal Pilgrim's Progress. Interestingly enough, as far as nonfiction goes, it sat atop all the lists until J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books. Forever and Ever was the number one selling nonfiction English book in the world. And Bunyan talked about the weapon of all prayer, and I think it is a weapon in the warfare. And you mentioned some things here. Let me just walk you through them. What does it look like if we're going to pray this way? How are we going to pray in the fight? How are we going to go forward? How are we going to do these things? And this is the vision day, and this is the vision forward. What are we going to do? Number one, he characterized it. You're in verse 18. I'm just going to rat-a-tat to him. You've got blank pages at the back of the blue you can write on. If you're in the app, it's listed out for you. Number one, he says prayer and supplication. It's a variety of things. Sometimes you pray standing. Sometimes you pray sitting. Sometimes you pray in the car. Sometimes you pour out your heart to God, and it's just thanks. Sometimes it's supplication, which means a list and precision. But praying ought to be fresh. Ought to be fresh. If somebody stand on your chest and you'd say the same thing 3 days dead, maybe it's time to shake up a little bit of your prayer life. Maybe it's time to download an app. Maybe it's time to write some things down. Whatever it is, but making sure that it's more than thank you, God, for the day. Help me not strangle my boss. Amen. I think there's more to it than that. By the way, that's a good prayer for some of us, right? Man, and we want to pray that way. It needs to be fresh. How fresh is your prayer life? How fresh is your prayer time? I'm not making you feel guilty. I'm just saying, in the battle, it needs to be fresh. It needs to be frequent. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. It needs to be frequent. Now, if I'm going to critique my prayer life, one, I'm going to get an F. This is how I feel. But I want this one to really come up. I want to do more than pray when I think about it. I want it to be as natural to me is brushing my teeth. I want it to be as frequent to me as making sure I get some protein in my body. I want it to be as frequent to me as doing that. And I've tried to pause. I get a prayer request, and people send me a lot of things because of my illness, and they'll send me things, ask me to pray specifically because they feel like I understand. And I've tried to get to the point where I just stop what I'm doing, and they've asked me to pray and stop and pray, because that's more important than what's on my computer screen. It's what's more important that's in my journal, on my to-do list. That's more important than what's going on. And to be frequent in prayer, and that's going to be part of our challenge at the end, that we just don't pray about some things. Occasionally, we pray about them frequently. Could someone characterize you and I, our prayer lives, as being frequent? Number three, it's submissive, the will of God. The will of God. Praying in the Spirit. I want to pray, your will be done. By the way, and that's so easy to say till it's crisis time. Your will be done. Your will be done. Lord, whatever, but your will be done. Your will be done. Again, that's where I was for quite a few months last year. Lord, your will be done. Your will be done. Again, I had people look at me, told me, hey, you're crazy. You're crazy to even think about this. No. God's will be done. God's will be done. God can take care of me somewhere else. God can take, I mean, again, I'm saying you act like you were leaving. No, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just here just because 4.5 miles is one doctor, 6.5 miles is where I get my scans. This hospital's got all my record. I wasn't going to do anything selfishly. Nod your head if you follow that a little bit. That's wrong reason to do anything. Nod your head if you're with me. God, if you've got us here, then we're going forward. I want to pray, Lord, your will. We pray that physically. We pray that, Lord, what do you want? How do you want that? Lord, what have you got worked out? And we sometimes say that negative, like, well, I'm not going to get what I want, but, Lord, your will be done. Instead of, God, you've got what's best for me. Somebody say amen to that. You've got what's... You're a loving Heavenly Father. Sometimes your no's are the way to a greater yet. So are you greater yes? Sometimes the not yets are because you're working things out. You'd have ever told me I'd marry a young lady from the hills of West Virginia and the circuitous route that we would have to take to meet one another, I'd have laughed at you. But God in His wisdom, God in His amazing grace did that. When we pray not our will but yours, praying the Spirit, man, it's amazing. Number four, what the characteristic like? You're going to be watchful. You're going to be watchful. You still with me? Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Excuse me, for all saints. For all saints. You are absolutely, positively in a battle. Man, you're in a battle. You go forward. I grew up two blocks from a Baptist church in our little town. And they became insular. They called a new pastor. The pastor had been there a little while. And he found out not only had they not been supporting missionaries that they said they were supporting, but they, and this would have been late 80s, they had stockpiled close to, the last number I heard was close to $250,000, may have been closer to $200,000. They weren't feeding the poor. They weren't equipping the saints. Buildings were run down, but they had plenty of income. I don't think the devil cares anything about a church that hoards. I don't think the devil cares a thing about that. One of the greatest things I've just seen in recent memory is you guys, is we hit almost 16% of what came in went out. A long way from a few years ago. To almost $22,000 you guys sent to help moms in crisis and help missionaries. And I still think that we didn't even get close to the ceiling. You guys did all that because you realize that's what's important. And we're in a battle. And so we need to fund the troops. And we're in a battle. And if we do some things, then the devil will be upset and will be angry. If we do some things, things are going to go sideways. It'll be okay. But we are watchful. We are absolutely, positively watchful. We were watchful. We had a group using the building this week and doing some training, morning point over here. And they said, man, we appreciate all the cameras you got here. Why do you got so many cameras? I got to commit cameras because the devil liked to destroy us. So we got cameras everywhere. So if anybody says anything, we can just roll the tape. He said, that sounds pretty good. He said, you don't have good people here? I said, I told him, we got a bunch of sinners saved by grace. That's who we got here. And the chief is the one walking around right now talking to you. So we got more cameras on him than anybody else. How many of you understand that? We're just in a battle, just in a flat-out battle to be watchful. When you pray, you're being watchful. Be persistent. Be persistent, he says, in all perseverance. All perseverance means to bear up under. Pray when you feel like it, pray when you don't feel like it. Let me do a little survey here. How many of you pray when you feel like it? How many of you, that's easier. A few of you? How many of you have a hard time when you're praying when you don't feel like it? Yeah. Persevere. I've told the story. Jason Hurt, pastors in Smithfield, North Carolina. At one time, when we were using just a phone, we were just live, and this was before everybody was streaming, we would do a circle around when we were starting a service, and Jason wrote down lady, man, lady, three kids. He wrote that down. When I got sick, he said, I can't do anything. You live too far. He loved on Allison. She was about 20 minutes from him. And he said, and I pray for people by row. He said, this is what I can do for you. That's being watchful. That's persevering. That's I will do this with you. That's after the funeral's over and Terry comes back and everything gets normal for us. We still send her a note. I'm praying for you. That's persevering. That's bearing up under. That's 3 months from Vision Day. We're still going, you know what? We laid out some things we want to do. I'm staying with it, persevering. By the way, that's when we come to the altar and we pray at the service end. God, would you accomplish your goal? I will do this when it feels good and when it doesn't feel good, Lord. I will go forward here. He says, pray for other saints. Pray for others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be. Others. By the way, supplications, a list, others. Pray for people. Pray for people by name. Lord, bless all the people. That's fine to start with, but Lord, let's pray for them. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for the needs. Let's pray for them in particular. I have a new microphone. Or a new headset. I'm going to try soon. So my belly keeps getting bigger, and it keeps rubbing on the coat, and I can't seem to do anything about the belly, so I bought another microphone. And Doctors at a loss. Well, I'm eating 1,200 calories a day and gaining weight. So I promise I am trying. And that's what's rubbing the sound you're hearing. Sorry about that. So we're here, man. I want to do that. I want to pray for others. I've printed out a directory. I try and take a couple of pages a day. We had there's a little discrepancy, so we'll split the middle. It's either 88 or 108. So we just split it, give or take 90, 95. Different people gave us their information. We're in the building last year. You add more to it with people vacationing and things. Average Sunday for us is 25 to 35, but there are almost 80, 85, 90 people who say this is home. This is their church. Man, I want to pray for them. I want to pray for you. I want you to pray for me. I want us to pray for one another. How many of you think that's a vital going forward church, of praying for one another? Amen? It's praying for one another. Praying for one another. And then finally, last thing, and then we'll be in the blue book, evangelism. That takes us right into our vision part here. He says, pray for me that utterance, that I have the right words, be given that I may open my mouth boldly, not rashly, boldly. To make known the mystery of the gospel. What's the mystery of the gospel? That Jesus Christ has come to save sinners. That men who are guilty can be acquitted, can be made righteous, can be declared righteous, rather, because of what Christ did in his sacrifice. For I am an ambassador in chains. This is what got me. This is where I've been parked. My circumstances are not perfect. My opportunity is, and if you wait for everything to clear up and the normal to get back to whatever normal was, or to get a little more money in the bank, or the boss man get a little less crazy, or life get a little more hectic, or milk get a little more cheaper, or whatever it is in front of that, then I'll do more for Jesus. No, Paul said, man, this is a thing, isn't it? Guess what? I figure God's got me here as his ambassador. People say, man, we ought to start a prison ministry. Well, Paul was in prison having a ministry. My circumstances are not as great as the power of God, as the opportunity of the gospel. And here he is, and he's like, you pray. Pray for me to be bold. Pray for me to be faithful. Pray for me to continue no matter the cost. You pray no matter what the cost. And I like that, don't you? I will go forward. I will do this. I will talk to Caesar when I get the opportunity. I will witness to the soldiers who can make my life miserable. He is more important than me. And his work and his mission are more important than my personal comfort. And I'm telling you what, I'm about to have a fit of conviction and happiness and all the above looking through this. Going, man, that's it. Man, that is it. I will go forward. Why? And he starts it all off with that weapon of prayer. Weapon of prayer. How many of you are feeling pretty good and pretty motivated right now? Open up your books there. Open your books. Let me just walk you through it. A second or two, and we're going to end with prayer. We're doing good, so stay with me here. I got a little message from me. I hope you'll take a moment and look at that. on the inside. Then a little bit of a summary. That's not everything. We really were trying to keep this to a few pages, but just some things. This is where it went. This is what you did. This is how you helped. This is how you blessed. This is what you did, Arden Valley Church. This is some of what you did. And man, I hope you take a moment, read and rejoice. Read and rejoice. Then if you look at the little page called 2022 Forward. 2022 Forward. On Vision Sunday, I'd suggest to you a few things. Number one, the power of God is greater than our circumstances. The power of God is greater than our circumstances. Just is. Just is. And the mission of God is more important than our comfort. The mission of God is more important than our comfort. And I say that resolutely and with conviction and as being convicted. I think these two things are paramount. So what's that going to look like? What's it look like to dream? What's it look like to go, God, we think this is what we need and this is what you want. How's this going to be? Got the three blocks there. Let me throw them in. Number one, first class. Just best we can do. Excellent. Children's ministry, youth ministry. Excellent. There are 8 schools within 7 miles of this building. Latest demographics that we've bought. Average age in our area is 43, 1.7 children. I don't know how you have a 7/10 of a child, but anyhow, 1.7 children, median income is about $72,000-$73,000. Again, for just right around here, in that median, that would be a household income. We are surrounded by young people. It is the expectation. I want our children's program to be so wide open. People run in here, push their parents down. I got to get back there, say my verse. I brought my Bible. I can't wait to get there and learn about Jesus. And when they leave, they won't shut up about what they learned about Jesus. And they walk out going, I got a toy for learning a Bible verse. I can't think of a better way to get a toy, amen? And to go forward and use our existing volunteers and to reach out again. You think about all the high schools and all the young people and the huge unchurched there. So what we're proposing to do, when it comes up, there'll be some voting and all to do, but we're trying to find somebody, maybe local, that could lead this. I'm so convinced, I'm so burdened for this. I'm going to propose again when the time comes. It's not something I can do on my own, obviously. But the savings money we've put back to replace the HVAC units when they die. And Lord willing, Lord, thank the Lord, they hadn't died in 3 years. We keep maintaining them. They keep rolling. But I promise as soon as we spend that money, they'll die. Nod your head if you're with me here. And we'll figure it out. By the way, because boys and girls and teenagers are more important than us having AC, right? I think so, right? We can buy a lot of fans. By the way, how many of you think God can do both? God can help us to find somebody, and if we find somebody and we need to pay them or whatever, and to lead and organize and to rev it up and revitalize and all those kind of, and take care of all the other. How many think the same God who can pay every bill I had, just a little under $1 million worth of treatment, and put somebody through private school, and put somebody through private Christian school, college, and graduate, and everybody's satisfied? How many of you think if God can do that personally, God can do that corporately? By the way, how many of you think in the middle of the pandemic and COVID and everything, you guys increased your giving, and then you blew the doors off your mission giving last year, and you bankrolled and you paid cash for the activity center, the playground out there, and everything else that wasn't in the budget this year, you just did anyway, and then added to that, if God can do all that, why in the world are we worried that he can't drop us the right person at the right place and help us take care of them so we can reach all these boys and girls for Jesus? You believe that? I believe God can do that. Somebody say amen. And we want to do that. At the end of every service, I've asked several of you, I'm going to ask all of you, man, to pray. We pray for that person, that couple, whoever it is. Again, volunteer, hire, I don't know. But pray. Here's the one that Here's one gets your attention. We'll pray again. Pray again. We have 100 or more in the service by the end of the year. How many of you would like to see it wall to wall with strangers? Yeah, how many think that'd be fun? That one, I think we could almost finagle. Here's the other. We average between 25 and 35, depending on what's going on. So here's where I start sweating. Lord, let's just double that. Let's start averaging between 50 and 70. Now, by the way, this is where people will come up going, well, we hadn't hit the number yet. And you hadn't got there yet. I'm not asking me to do it. I'm asking us to do it. I'm asking us to do it. How many of you, by the way, think that there's at least 30 more unchurched people in the 50,000 that live around this building? How many think there's at least 30? How many think there's 30 who would come if you invited them? How many of you think, you know, if you said, man, he sweats like he's going to pass out. It's pretty exciting to see. And we just come for that. But we want to grow, And then we want to be a church that makes disciples. Membership matters. And so many of you, you're getting plugged into the groups. You're getting plugged in those things. And again, some other things, we won't try and give you everything today, but to do that. And so look at those little boxes. We want to try and find and hire a godly leader. We want to pray. We want to invite. We want to get ready. Be ready for company. Be ready for company. I was praying. I was burdened. And I just went around some of the rooms that we kind of mothballed when COVID hit. And I was making sure they were ready. And I was in the nursery, and I was looking through some things and checking out some things, and I'm going, God, help this nursery to be used. And I went in there to change the table, and I was like, no. We're just going to get a new one, a new pad and all this kind of stuff. Because we're going to have young families. We're going to have babies. They need a straight-up first-class place to change their diaper. Man, we need to do this kind of thing. That's getting ready for company, isn't it? Getting ready for company. Man, if we repaint this paint this and fix the thing again. You've all given the money to, and we get all that. And man, it's saying to the neighborhood, saying to the people who drive by, the 20,000 plus cars a day that drive by here when school's in session. Hey, we're ready for company. We're inviting you in. Come in here and hear about King Jesus, and understand the mystery of the gospel. So we're praying for more volunteers, more musicians, and more guests. So what's the plan? Pray every service. Invite every week. Miss a meal. Miss your TV program. Go without. Pray. Serve. Be faithful. Best you can. It's going to be up and down. There's going to be sickness. There's no judgment and no criticism. I promise. Be here. Be where you can continue to give consistently and generously. Walk with God daily and begin to expect the miraculous. If we're dreaming according to the will of God, and we're asking Him how it lines up with the Word of God, then God, when you do this, by the way, you know, 3 or 4 months, man, we're running 70, 80 people in here. How many of you think that's just God at work? Amen. And people are getting saved, people getting baptized, people joining our groups and continue groups and learning and all those kind of things. So here's your I wills, and this is your takeaway. I will find a group to grow into. Some of you are, some of you haven't yet, you're thinking about it and all. Find something. Lord willing, if we can restart our adult Bible classes and our Sunday school, that would be a great group for you to be a part of. And man, that'd be something. I've been working on Andrea's heart, and she was asking me, what do you think about this? I said, it'd be amazing. And I told the Saturday morning group, and maybe I just need to start a couples group. I don't know, I need a fourth group on my menu, but maybe we need that. Maybe we just meet and Bible and go through a book or something and just meet and pray for an hour a week or something. Whatever it takes, Lord. Find somewhere to grow. Find something to do. Find a seat to fill. That row's mine. I'm going to fill that up. That area's mine. I'm going to fill that up. I'm going to bring it. By the way, you guys are awesome at doing that. You guys are awesome to keep doing that. That last page, just so you have it, that is who we had a picture of. That's just about all of our missionaries and organizations that we support here. And so I hope you'll do that. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want to encourage you. I'm done. I want to encourage you. Again, we'll do this some more. If you believe it's time to go forward, if you believe we are going forward, if you want to go forward more, I want to encourage you to pray. Pray. Find the right people, right leaders. Come alongside. Go forward. Pray for others. By the way, last 6 months of 2021, devil just tearing people all to pieces. In particular, messing with homes, messing with families. People mad at the church, mad at the Lord, and they don't really know why. Just satanic. And pray for them. And pray. Pray for yourself. God, use me. God, use me. You may be an Andrew. You just get them to Jesus. Just get them to Jesus. Man, I love that. By the way, how many of you think great plans and good-looking booklets and graphics and videos are all fine, but if we're going to do something spiritual, we're going to need spiritual power. Spiritual power. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Some of you have been praying. I'm going to invite us all. If you're willing and able, if you're not, if you want to come and kneel, that's fine. If you want to come stand around, that's fine. If you want to come sit on the front. But let's end this the way we started, praying. Our heads are